All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
Did you or your administration pressure Fox News to get rid of Shepard Smith?
No, I don't know. Is he leaving?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a shame.
Why did you remember that?
That I don't know. Wait, did I hear Shepard Smith is leaving?
Yes.
Is he leaving because of bad ratings? Now tell me, I don't know. He had terrible ratings. Is he leaving because of his ratings? I mean, if he's leaving, I assume he's leaving because he had bad ratings. He had the worst ratings on Fox, so there's a reason. Why is Shepard Smith leaving? Well, I wish him well. I wish Shepard Smith well.
He's such a disgusting pig. I got to tell you, obviously he knows what happened because Bill Barr sat with Rupert Murdoch the day before and he's like, I know nothing. I see nothing. Oh, is he leaving? I didn't know. What happened? Something happened to Shepard Smith? Something happened over there? Bad ratings. I mean, it's so disgusting. And then when he was asked about Parnas and Fruman, the Rudy Giuliani associates, who obviously were funneling and laundering Russian nationals' money into his election, I don't know them either. I don't
know those gentlemen. Now, it's possible I have a picture with them because I have a picture with everybody. I have a picture with everybody here. But somebody said there may be a picture or something where at a fundraiser or somewhere. But I have pictures with everybody. I don't know if there's anybody I don't have pictures with. I don't know them.
I don't know them.
I don't know about them. I don't know what they do. But I don't know. Maybe they were clients of Rudy. You'd have to ask Rudy. I just don't know.
Oh, ask Michael Cohen. I don't know. You have to ask Michael.
I know nothing.
I don't know these guys. Yeah, well, guess what? They've been dining together since April of 2018. He dined with Trump. He breakfasted with his son. He attended exclusive events at Mar-a-Lago, all at the White House, had dinner, jetting around the world at Trump hotels, spending lavishly, spent $13,000 at a Trump hotel in Washington and New York. A pro-Trump super PAC received a $325,000 donation from these guys who were literally, broke. So where'd the money come from? I mean, all in all, they gave $650,000 to the DNC. Trump doesn't know them? He doesn't know them? This is the same thing. Oh, I don't know Rob Portman. I don't know Michael Flynn. I don't know, I don't know my own son. I don't know anybody. There may be pictures of me with that. That's because these guys have been at the White House lunching with you, eating with you, having dinner with you and your son for over a year and a half. But you don't know them. You know how he knows them? Victoria Tensing and Joe DiGenova, those two Fox attorneys, they represent a Russian mob guy. I've told you his name before. It's Firtash. They represent Firtash. Firtash is wanted for extradition to the United States to stand trial in Chicago for, let's just say, fraud against Boeing. Okay, put it that way. It has to do with titanium mining. Okay, go figure. Anyway, this guy is a Russian mob guy. And Victoria Tensing and Joe DiGenova are defending this Russian mob guy who's in Austria against extradition, against bringing him to the United States where he should stand for, in front of a court and face justice. Bribery charges are pending in the United States. So Victoria Tensing and Joe DiGenova needed a translator. Because apparently the mob doesn't speak English. Everybody else does, but not the mob. So they needed a translator. And guess who Victoria Tensing chose? Guess who Joe DiGenova chose? This guy Parnas. That's how they know each other. And then she introduced him to Rudy. So it's a small world, oh, what a tangled web we weave. So all of a sudden, Donald Trump doesn't know people that give millions of dollars to his cause, right? I thought he was all about money. I thought that's all he cares about is money. And now he doesn't know these guys. And now you got to ask Rudy, just like now you got to ask Michael Cohen about the $130,000 that was paid to Stormy. I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything. You got to ask Michael Cohen. These guys are with Rudy Giuliani because of Victoria Tensing and Joe DiGenova introducing them to each other. And now these two are under scrutiny by federal prosecutors and congressional investigators trying, because these guys were, they were being trailed by creditors. They had a fraud verdict against them in a court, and they didn't have the money to pay it. Now all of a sudden they got hundreds of thousands of dollars to give to Trump. And they're posting on Facebook over and over and over again all of their travels, all of their photos with Rudy, all of their photos with the president, all of their photos with Don Jr. I mean, they're posting everywhere on Facebook, you know, taken at the White House. Here's us and Mike Pence. Here's us and Donald Trump. Here's me with Donald Trump Jr. Here's me with Rudy. Here we are having coffee at Trump International. I mean, but they don't know each other. This is so sick and wrong and disgusting. And that is why Donald Trump hates the freaking media. The media has journalists, and journalists connect the dots for you. They take all of these, characters, and they put them into context so that you can see the flow of sludge. You can see the swamp filling up. You can see that what we have here is a president of the United States who wants to be a capo in the Russian mob. That is what is going on here. And this extends to our military, and that ought to be the breaking point for the Cult 45 people. I don't know if it will be. You know, they love us. They love the truth. Oh, we support the truth. Let me tell you something. These freaking military officers that are over in Syria are devastated. They are literally devastated. I mean, the military officers gave a anonymous report to Foreign Policy magazine, which is a very hawkish magazine. Okay, some people criticize me even for reading it. It's a neocon. I know. I understand. But here is a report from one of our military, well, it was a bunch of our military officers. Quote, this man broke down in tears, thanking the Kurds for their support. And a member of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, the SDF, approached American troops. This is according to a U.S. Army officer on patrol who spoke to Foreign Policy. Quote, this is the story he relayed. The Kurdish fighter. He took off his unit patch and he gave it to me. It was the most emotional moment I have ever experienced, said the officer who fought alongside the SDF in the years-long battle to defeat the Islamic State and is one of many retired and current service members who say they are devastated by Donald Trump's latest decision. He said, seeing the group's reaction to Trump's tweet on the front lines in Manbij was when I truly found out the SDF were probably some of the most noble people I have ever met. Both their competence in battle and their commitment to the mission have been proven over and over. I feel physically ill. I feel worried and concerned and deeply ashamed that my own country would permit this fate to befall our close allies who did all of our fighting for us, and we have the power to prevent it. That's a U.S. Marine who served in Syria from 2017 to 18. Another guy said, it's unacceptable. There will be a whole generation of U.S. military that will never forget this betrayal or stop apologizing for it.